We're very pleased that with us right now, and we've been talking for a while about getting her on the broadcast, so Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Dev. It's a delight to be on the phone with you.
Likewise. I enjoyed seeing you yesterday at the Raoul Wallenberg Gold Medal Celebratory Luncheon, and I know that, first of all, great to see you there, and I wanted to give you kudos and congratulations because I know it's your hard work, your effort, you're going behind the scenes to accomplish something really, really major, and that is that you got over two-thirds of your colleagues to implement to make sure that Raoul Wallenberg, a hero who gave up his life, who rescued Hungarian Jewry, over 100,000 by all accounts, were saved because of him, a Swedish diplomat who defied his own government, defied the Nazis, and saved so many people. Because of your efforts, that the Congressional Gold Medal will be bestowed at some point on Raoul Wallenberg. So kudos to you for getting all your colleagues together.
Well, thanks, Dev. You know, we all look at Washington and we know it's broken. So to find time to be able to come together on something that we all share, that core common value of rewarding greatness, rewarding courage, and the willingness to stand up against great evil really makes a difference. And we got 71 co-sponsors, and the bill passed unanimously yesterday in the House and the Senate. So we're so excited because it's going to go to the president's desk to sign.
It's terrific because that's why you came to the luncheon, and it was a great victory. It's bipartisan. Let me ask you this. How difficult was it to get your colleagues, and both you're a Democrat, to get the Republicans, get everybody to sign up on this bill? It's a great cause, but there's such rancor, there's such tension among some on Capitol Hill. So how was that accomplished?
Well, what I have found in my few short years here in the Senate is that if you start with something that's shared, a common core value, and then build around that. And obviously, Raoul Wallenberg's life is a testament to courage and to standing up against the most evil people you can imagine, to do the right thing, to save lives, and to be fearless. And he showed such leadership and such a presence at a time where leaders were so desperately needed. And I can say that when people know his story, they can understand why we need to recognize what he's done in this way so that future generations can look to this gold medal and say it's honoring a man who did something that no one else did, and that he, because of his efforts, saved over 100,000 people. And now we have the great blessing of all the descendants of those people that he's saved. And so I think it's important to now have that testament for the courage, for the strength that was shown at a time of grave horror.
Now, walk us through what happened. So you got the...
Well, I had a great co-sponsor in Senator Isaacson from Georgia, and Senator Isaacson and I would go around the Senate floor, talk to our colleagues, tell them why we thought this was so important, why we feel so passionate about it, and they would listen and hear about Raoul's story. And that was enough to get them to want to support this bill. And that's how we passed the 9/11 Health Care Act as well. You know, we spent time talking to all of the senators, Democrat and Republican, talking about why we had to stand by our heroes, our first responders, and we ultimately passed that bill unanimously too.
Now, what happens next? You mentioned that ultimately the president will sign it. How long does it take? What's the next procedure?
Well, the president should sign the bill soon in the next few weeks, and then the U.S. Mint will require about 12 to 18 months to produce the gold medal, and then we'll have an award ceremony somewhere in the Capitol or somewhere on the Hill, and we'll invite descendants, we'll invite advocates, we'll invite lay leaders, and we'll invite religious leaders, and they'll come and we'll celebrate this great man's life.
Will the president be there as well?
I don't know if the president will be there, but certainly members of the administration will be there.
Now, I want you to realize what you've managed to accomplish, because by your spearheading the efforts with your colleagues to make sure that Raoul Wallenberg is commemorated by our government, the United States government, and you were responsible for the congressional passage of the bill to confer the Congressional Gold Medal upon him. There are many people, even in the Jewish community, may be surprising to you, that heard the name Raoul Wallenberg, some of them not even familiar with his name, but all this publicity and the commission, the Raoul Wallenberg Commission, by its being out there and bringing and highlighting who Raoul Wallenberg is and what he did, many members of our community who've never heard about him are now talking about it.
Well, I think that's what's so important. You know, the importance of teaching history to our children is so that it can never repeat itself. And that's why we have to show these examples of courage and bravery and leadership, because we want our young people to know that they may be called upon someday to be such a leader, to be able to stand up for what's right, even if it's painful or even if it's difficult or even if your life is at risk. And so that's why I think as a senator for our state, it's so important to highlight these stories of courage and bravery and greatness so that our children can learn what it takes to make a difference and what does it take to save lives. I think it's really important.
And I would be remiss if I didn't also commend and thank Ezra Friedland and the Friedlander Group for their role in getting this whole project off the ground and to the day yesterday where you, with your efforts, made it happen.
Yes. Well, Ezra's been an incredible champion. He's been such a stalwart advocate on this issue from the very beginning, and he's worked with my team for the last several months to make sure that we could get this done. He never gave up. He has so much passion, and we're just so grateful to him.
No, he did a wonderful job, and it was good to see, really, Republicans and Democrats, congressmen and senators, all there coming in for the luncheon yesterday to really celebrate and commemorate a true hero. And I've said this numerous times on this broadcast, unfortunately, in today's day and age, and you know better than anybody else, Senator Gillibrand, that our heroes tend to be those that are celebrities, athletes, and I'm sure they're wonderful people. But somebody who dedicates and risks their lives to save other people they don't know, have no connection with, to me, that's a mark of a true hero. That's what Raoul Wallenberg represents.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was great. And we had a lot of descendants on hand. We had a few New Yorkers, which was wonderful. And we had Andrew Stevens, who was there, who obviously was an active member of the Jewish underground during the Holocaust and worked so bravely alongside Mr. Wallenberg to save Jewish lives. And he was there to sign his book, which was great, and to be part of this celebration. It was really a special day yesterday.
And the Jewish Claims Conference, which represents, make sure that the restitution is going to Holocaust victims from Germany. They were honored at the luncheon as well.
Yes.
Terrific. Before I let you go, we're in challenging time. Just to shift for a moment, and we see the heroism of the world. When it comes to Iran, I was just curious to get your reaction to that, because they seem to be putting their thumb against the world community, against our country, against Europe. What do you think we can be doing to more to contain them and to stop them from getting a nuclear weapon?
Well, I have an Iran sanctions bill that I wrote with a number of other senators that would increase and make these sanctions much more aggressive, to really shut down the Iranian central bank more effectively, to make sure weapons of war aren't available to get into Iran, to make sure that the kinds of technology that's used to suppress democracy can't be sent there. It passed the Senate, and we need to have our conference to actually get the bill signed and get it finally voted on. So I hope that we can get that done in the near future, in the next 2 weeks. But that
you
would
get the same bipartisan
difference.
Support that you got for
it
the...
It already has vast bipartisan
I
support.
Can imagine.
I think it was near unanimous when we had our first vote in the Senate. But they have to work it out in conference. But this kind of bill is the kind of crippling sanctions that we desperately need, because, you know, one of two things has to happen. Either Ahmadinejad has to recognize that he can no longer be part of the World Economic Community unless he allows UN weapons inspectors in and allows them to discontinue any nuclear enrichment, or we have to spark a new democracy movement within Iran, and they need to overthrow him. So one of the two things has to happen to avert the military action that would be required to make sure they cannot proceed with their militarization. It's a very, very challenging time. It's a very urgent time. There's not a lot of time left, and so we need to get these sanctions done immediately so we can have some hope of success.
No, absolutely. It's really hard to even have regime change from within. I guess that's a hard thing to pull off, right?
Yes, but we've witnessed the Arab Spring all across the Middle East, and you know, there is an opportunity to overturn the current leadership if the people of Iran don't want their leadership anymore and are putting them at such grave risk. They already have very high inflation. Unemployment is rising. People are beginning to understand that their leadership is causing this.
By the way, they had a situation years ago where their people were against the clergy and the situation in Iran, and they were crushed by the Iranian government. You don't see that same dissent anymore because they're living in a totalitarian regime, a religious one.
You know, it's true, but I think that there's still an opportunity right now because people are realizing that they have no say in their own government. And I think they are now seeing that the policies of their government are harming them and their families. And I think when people's children are being harmed and they don't have enough food and they don't have jobs and they don't have access to the world economic community, they will try to make changes. And I think that's what we're hoping to get done.
I want to thank you for being with us, Senator Gillibrand, and thank you also for pushing and for making sure the highest civilian award honoring Raoul Wallenberg's heroic rescue of Hungarian Jews during World War II will be taken up, will be signed by the president. They're minting a congressional gold medal for him. Thank you for spearheading that effort. We look forward to having you back on a future broadcast.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. We're going to be right back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.